This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Just off a major trade mission to the UK, USDA Deputy Secretary Jewel Bronaw sees that effort setting the stage for a later free trade deal with Great Britain. Bronaw says the trade mission resulted in both direct ag sales and talks on trade barriers that could lead to more formal U.S.-UK negotiations.
I think we're all very hopeful that there will be a U.S.-UK free trade agreement. Of course, we realize that there are talks that will continue with not only the president, but USTR trade representative Catherine Tai in terms of a formal trade agreement. Our effort is really to continue to set the stage for removing and reducing barriers to trade.
Especially non-tariff barriers the UK still has in place.
Antimicrobial washes in our poultry, there was no specific discussion on that. Neither was there on food additives and feed. And I'm really happy about that because I think what we're seeing is people are more open in terms of our work there.
The large U.S. delegation included state ag departments and agribusinesses that signed a number of sales deals that Bronaw says are still being totaled.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.